This afternoon from the Talented Program here in Lafayette Parish are Amanda Newberry, who is the Talent Program lead teacher. Kathy Reed and Joseph Butts are here with me to talk a bit about the Talented Program as well as to tell our audience a bit more about their showcase, which is called Time, a multimedia, multidisciplinary series of events that is open to the public. So I think first we should start off talking about the Talent Program because I think there are a lot of people who may be more aware of other programs within the parish system, maybe the gifted program, but are not as aware of the talented program, which is newer here in our parish. So, Amanda, you've been working in that field for quite a while. You taught in New Orleans in that field and have been a part of creating that program here in Lafayette Parish. So tell us what it's about, the talented program.
Well, I came here after Katrina, and I was a talented theater teacher in New Orleans. I know I don't sound it, but you know, I'm a transplant. And Maria Lavula, which I think a lot of people will remember, a visual artist, was also here. And because New Orleans Public Schools had said, you don't have a job anymore, so, you know, we were camping out at the school board all the time trying to get one. Then we got wind that because we had some displaced New Orleans children that were here that had an IEP, which is, you know, an individual educational program, that they had to be taught. And so that opened it up for Lafayette to have a talented program. And so Maria and I started lots of legwork, going around different schools, trying to identify children in theater, music, and visual arts, and asking teachers, you know, if they thought they had an exceptional child in any of these three art areas. And little by little, it has grown. It's gone from 5 children after Katrina to nearly 600 this year.
Oh, my, in Lafayette Parish.
In Lafayette Parish. And for myself and Maria, and then we have 17 now, so teachers who are teaching. And it was unbelievable, really, when you think that they had the GT program, but they only had the gifted part of that GT
and, we would often
and not
speak
the T
about,
part.
Yes, because we would often say, oh, my child's in the gifted
That's
and talented
right.
program,
That's
but there
right.
was no talented program.
No talented. Oh. And boy, have we found some talented children. And if anybody's interested, please come to Cité des Arts this week. This last weekend, we had you know, lots of different shows in music and theater. Mm-hmm. And the visual arts is up all week long, mm-hmm. and they're going to have an art opening on the 9th, this
so
Saturday.
So you're showcasing the talents of these 600 students
yeah.
in Lafayette Parish, elementary, middle, and high school.
K through 12, yes.
Well, give us just a sense of what your 17 teachers do in
on a regular daily basis.
Well, all around, how do you approach kids in those different levels, elementary, middle, high school? What kinds of teaching goes on?
Well, what happens is that a teacher or a parent can identify a child. Now, if you have a child that is doodling all day long on, you know, on sheets of paper or on their essays or whatever, or is drumming the table and, you know, humming to themselves, or is mimicking, like for me, they mimic my British accent. As soon as I hear that, I'm like, You know, it's an inkling that there's a possibility they have, you know, that in their head. And so, you know, that's what we have to try and show the teachers how to identify those children because they're with them all day long. Or the parent is a great one to come to a counselor at the school and say, you know, this is what my child does. Or bring in work or bring in, you know, maybe a CD recording or something of something that they played or can sing. And that's the beginning of it. And so what happens then afterwards is that, you know, once they've been identified, then we bring in out-of-parish evaluators who actually evaluate them to see if they think that they are talented in that program, and then, you know, they can get into that program if they've passed the different screening tests as well.
And this program doesn't mean you have to go to a special school.
No,
stay
we go and pull
school.
Them out. We mm-hmm. go into the different schools and pull them out. Mm-hmm. And I think Kathy will talk in a moment, but we have Carnegie units at the high school level. So she has a daily class, and Leanne Cheremy, who is at the high school level, has a daily class, and Chad Viator has a daily class in music at the high school level. We're trying to do that now at the middle school level as well. But Otherwise, we will go into the schools and we will try and take them out of non-academic classes or, you know, a class that they're very strong in, because they have a week, you know, to actually, you know, make up that class. Mm-hmm. And then we go in and we look at them as individuals. And so we have a scope and sequence that is in effect. So if a child comes in fourth grade in theatre, and I'm a theatre teacher, what I do is try and bring them up to that fourth grade level and then see what they're interested in. You know, it could be anything from directing to acting to, you know, scene work to backstage work to costuming to makeup, you know.
So it's very individualized.
It's very individualized. And we will take that and go with their interest. And, you know, it's a very accelerated program mm-hmm. in the teaching of it. We have to be working artists, and we show them the ropes, you know, if they want to go into the profession, to show them how hard it really is.
Yes. Well,
if you want to make money at it.
Well, I know we often say here at KRVS that some of the hardest working people we know are the artists who come through here, whether they are theater musicians or visual artists, that they are working constantly.
Oh, you're right, Judith.
Whether it's their own work, teaching, running groups, they're always working. So we can appreciate that here as well. So you have with you, you work in theater with
I'm
the
in
children.
Theater.
Kathy, you've been teaching visual arts for a long time in the schools. Again, my guest, Kathy Reed, you've been with the High School Arts Academy, mm-hmm. and you work with the Talented Program now. Also with us, Joseph Butts, who teaches music in the school system with the Talented Program, is a fabulous musician mm-hmm. himself, and also teaches numerous classes, I believe, at Lafayette High right now.
Yeah.
So the two of you have been very, very involved in creating this showcase and making sure that a space is available for your students because, of course, in the talented area, whether it's visual arts, music, theater, presenting to other people, sharing with other people is so very important. So, Kathy, what do you do as a talented teacher? Is in slightly separate, I guess, from the Arts Academy? She mentioned that we have those Carnegie groups, and how does that work?
Well, this year, Lafayette High was able to find some room so I could have a classroom. And the students that are in the class have to have the talent IEP. But I'm teaching two classes. They're small. They're much smaller than in the regular ed classes for visual art, so that we can individualize what the students' interests are. So even if they're in a class, I'm still treating them one-on-one. It's mm-hmm. possible. Mm-hmm. I mean, the other classes in visual art in high school are generally have 28 to 30 kids in the class, and it's really hard for the teacher to give the kids that individual attention. So the students are able to progress in a more accelerated way. For the High School Arts Academy, when we had that program, it was also an accelerated program where the kids were having more or less a college-level course in high school. And my students have this available now in the talent program. I still have some students who don't have the hours in their schedule to schedule the regular class and have to be pulled out of a class. So we have both, but we have a home now. We have a classroom at Lafayette High.
It's not a hallway.
It was, well, but yeah, before I was having to haul things around to the students, wherever they were, whatever schools
I went to. It's difficult in visual arts.
It's extremely mm-hmm. difficult. So it limited what we could accomplish. But with our own home and all of the stuff that I have accumulated over the past, 21 years, we have a lot of resources, and the students, for example, for this time exhibit, even though we're working on the same theme, we started out brainstorming ideas and coming up each student with an idea based on the concept of time. But then I was able to allow my students to have the freedom to choose from a wide variety of media for their piece. I have both two- and three-dimensional work in the exhibit. Some students had never had any experience, in fact, doing what they wanted to do, but they had this idea in their head, and together we figured out how to make it happen. All of this would not be possible in pullout. Some of what you will see in the show just couldn't happen in the pullout situation.
Well, one of the things that struck me when I've spoken with you, with Joseph and other teachers in the talented system and arts teachers, you're really focused on professional development for these students and mm-hmm. giving them opportunities like this showcase, exhibits, performances, where they're understanding what it means to work professionally and to observe professional artists. And I've been very struck by that. And I know that you've worked very hard with your students, preparing them for applying to colleges, professional programs. And so that seems to be quite a, you know, you're very interested in their artistic development, but also very interested in helping them understand how they create something, create a life out of their talent. And
absolutely. Mm-hmm. Totally.
Can I jump in very quickly? Because having started this program and seen programs come and go in New Orleans, you know, in the arts, it's very important that we stay together. And that's the biggie. That's why we're doing it together at Cité des Arts for 2 weeks, two weekends and the week in between. And so when the students come, they can see what everybody does in visual mm-hmm. art. They can see what they do in music, and they can see what they do in theater. And it makes it a much stronger program. You know, the teachers stay together. We get ideas from each other. We certainly get a ton of ideas from those children because it's all original work that the children do. Especially in theater, they write their own plays and we put it together like a jigsaw puzzle in the end when we get together. Most of us are pull out. I mean, only really at the high school level. Like, mm-hmm. They have a home.
Right.
But it's amazing what they do at that level. And, yeah, they do struggle to take all the paints and stuff that they need to the different mm-hmm. schools.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about this exhibit then. Again, if you are just tuning in, my guests with the Lafayette Parish School System's talent program are Amanda Newbury, who's the lead teacher, Kathy Reed and Joseph Butts, and they are here talking not only about the program, but TIME, which is their multimedia, multidisciplinary series of events in downtown Lafayette. It began actually on February 27th and will run mm-hmm. through March 9th. So we know that there's an exhibit up, and we'll talk just a little bit more about where all the artwork is placed. Joseph, your students have already started performing?
Yeah, we've already had 6 performances this past weekend. So there's 9 total, mm-hmm. and I think it's been a success so far.
More than a success. A wide variety.
You know.
Tell us about those performances that took place.
Beginning with an electric guitar ensemble, mm-hmm. which was part of the Carnegie Unit class at Lafayette High. I don't teach it. Chad Viatar does. Playing music, some of which they arranged and wrote for this type of instrumentation, and a jazz ensemble, which I run, and then several things Saturday, ranging from classical things that you would typically consider a recital. You know, you go and everyone comes in, plays their piece, and also students who are composed music, electronic music, brass, quintet, string music. A recital that has more of the younger kids, and then a final performance of sort of jazz or jazzy people that weren't part of the main ensemble. But it's we've kind of come to this this lineup because we wanted everyone to be able to shine and mm-hmm. so we have everyone who comes in. It's a very small, sometimes a short performance, but you can hear a young kid play their piece, and they're not necessarily preceded or followed by an electric guitar solo, and so it definitely works. And then, as far as professional development, with most of the students, I mean, not all of them have aspirations yet to maybe go on and do this in college, but we try to expose them. If you're going to be a musician, you need to do the things that professional musicians do now. You know, if you wait until you're 20 something to figure out how to arrange your own music and put together a band and make a recording, and maybe we throw them together. Here's a group just for this show. You're going to back up this other singer, and we're just going to rehearse really briefly. Well, but we're going to have our lead sheets prepared. So it is very much like trying to show them this is what goes on. You know, and if you want to do this, you have to manage these things all on your own.
Well, and what a nice weekend for you all to have had that since Gordon Goodwin had come to UL.
That's right.
And obviously really a top arranger and composer,
right,
coming to share with students here.
Yeah, unfortunately I had to miss it because of the,
yes,
shows, but
well,
some of my
it was all
students
happening
didn't go.
Together. So you still have some events that people can attend.
We have three more. Mm-hmm. Friday, March 9th at 8:30 is the Popular Music Ensemble, which is also from the class at Lafayette High. And so they'll be doing different arrangements of songs, some of which I believe they've written. And then on Saturday, we have two more. We're calling it Popular Music 1 and 2, which is inclusive of songwriters. So I have students who have set them to collaborate. You know, I said, hey, let's write a song about time. This is the theme. And I set them loose on it. And they wrote some original songs. They're playing some other songs that have a reference to time. And then, you know, just all these different songs that, you know, that wouldn't necessarily they're not classical and they're not jazz. So we just said we're going to have a concert just for that. And so it also creates a sense of like they're all getting together and seeing what, you know, people are doing like them at different schools. And sometimes, like I said, we'll put together a band at the from people from different areas to play that show.
Now, where's the concert going to take place?
Cité des Arts.
Okay.
109 Vine Street.
Okay, yeah. Sounds like a song.
Yeah. Yeah. So...
So you have that concert and how many others?
Well, we have Friday and then two on Saturday, 1 and 3 p.m.
All right.
And we still have theater as well.
Yes. And
tonight we have two shows from the middle schools, Pawbro, we call it, and Youngsville Middle and Karen Crow. And so and that's two shows at 5:30 and 7. And then Wednesday we have a theater show, the high school show, at 7 o'clock. And Friday is another high school show at 7 o'clock. And on Saturday, we're doing highlights. And also with visual art, we have our opening reception, which is going to be at the Cajun Spice Gallery. And that will be from 6 to 8.
Well, we also have Cité des Arts from 4 to 6 reception as well.
Okay, so two receptions.
Yeah, we overflowed Cité des Arts with visual art. So we were able to hang a satellite show at Cajun Spice Gallery.
Well, tell us about this exhibit. You're talking about elementary, middle, and high school students.
K through 12.
Mm-hmm. Hanging their work. And how did you give your students, how did you instruct them with this theme of time?
Well, what I did with my students, and I think most of the visual art teachers did something similar, we threw out that this was going to be your theme, and they had to brainstorm. In fact, we had some group brainstorms where we wrote from a web. We created a web brainstorm, and then each person did their individual one. So we saw that the concept of time was a varied concept that – There were many avenues you could take to talk about time. I showed them the work of lots of different artists whose work deals with time. In fact, one of my favorite artists, Andy Goldsworthy, had his book Time that I showed the students, plus other artists. and then the students had to come up with ideas. And this, like I said, went across the whole visual art spectrum. And I'm pretty sure all the teachers did the same thing.
Well, I think our audience is beginning to get a sense of just how multi-layered and complex this mm-hmm. program is and how
Very.
Much you expose the students to. And, you know, I often think about what wouldn't we give to have, I don't know, you know, 3-4 decades ago, gone to a student show of one of the famous musicians or artists who have come out of our community. Wouldn't you have loved to have said, yes, I saw that person's work when they were,
really?
In high school.
Started up.
Absolutely. And we don't know that unless we attend events like this. And later on we realize, so many talented
We're actually
people.
Getting ready to put a website up on the LPSS website of Just Talented. And in that, I know Joe and Chad and have got actually some testimonials from the students who are now, you know, going on to college to become musicians. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I think we're going to try and put that on, too, yeah. because that is their personal stories of what the Talented program did for them. And we have a few who say they wouldn't have stayed at school without it. Yeah. So that's huge for us. You know?
That is.
Yeah, it is. Such great testimonials. And we'll look forward to that. I know that some people may be wondering if there's a place they can go to find that schedule. on the web?
They can go onto the lpssonline.com, mm-hmm. and it comes up. We have a sliding, I don't know, what's it called, Joe? You're better.
Maybe it's a banner.
A banner.
I think that's what it is.
It's a sliding
banner.
There's
a couple things you can select from, but it animates itself through, I guess.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. Anything technical, I always go to Joe.
Get one of your talented students to do that web design. So they can go to the Lafayette Parish School System website.
Lafayette Parish School System. And there are, I think, 5 of these banners that are sliding continuously. Okay. And so it comes up to time, and you press on it, and it goes into the schedule.
And you'll get a full listing of all of the performances.
Of the different performances.
And the exhibit. So we've got 3 more performances in music.
Right.
And how many more in theater? You listed several coming up this week.
We have 5.
5 left in
theater. 5 left in theater.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. And then, of course, the visual arts is on display now. You all put
yes.
it up. And it's so
and they can come anytime during the day.
Yes, mm-hmm. absolutely.
At both Cajun Spice Gallery and Cité des Arts.
Okay. And is there a delineation? Is the high school in one place, or do you have it all mixed?
At Cajun Spice is high school.
Mm-hmm.
Those pieces tended to be bigger and didn't fit at Cité. Yeah, we were fighting for wall space.
Mm-hmm.
But it's mixed at Cité. You see everything from, do we have first graders to seniors in high school. There are high schools student work at Cité as well. So it's really interesting. You see this broad range of talent.
And what kind of mediums are they using? People may be curious.
Oh,
is it all drawing or painting?
No. Mm-hmm. Lots of different mediums. You see everything from paper mache vases made like Greek vases with each student's different take on it. You see we have some animated film that one of the teachers, Erin Broussard, did with her kids. We have drawings. We have paintings. We have sculptural pieces. We have installations. I have at Cajun Spice Gallery, there's a couple of very conceptual things that have artist statements that you read to find out what this is all about.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
it's a huge, huge, broad range of media.
Mm-hmm. And again,
and creative, very creative,
extremely.
But
in addition to the creativity, just going back to that, it's amazing what you all are teaching them, writing artist statements, learning to arrange, dealing with the theater world. You're really giving them tools to help their creativity. So it allows them to see that there's a path that they can move through, which I'm sure is one of the reasons that they make such lovely testimonials about this program.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
And we even have a crossover for the shows that were happening on Saturday, the elementary. We had a music band of the music kids that came in and played live with the actors. So they saw that, how we could, that we fit together.
Right. Absolutely. It's unified. It's a unified program. Just to remind people who may be tuning in, this program we're talking about is the talent program in the Lafayette Parish School System. My guests are with our teachers in the talented program, Kathy Reed, Joseph Butts, and Amanda Newberry, who is the lead teacher in the talent program. They're talking about Time, which is their showcase, a multimedia, multidisciplinary group of performances, music performances, theater performances, and visual arts as well, all happening in downtown Lafayette right now. You can see the visual arts at any time, and for a list of the theater performances and music performances, you can go to the Lafayette Parish School System website and find a list of them.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, we'll be looking forward to that newly updated website to find out more about the talented program and those students who have been going through them as well. Mm-hmm. So, and did your students, Amanda, create original plays having to do with time?
Yeah, to do with time.
Mm-hmm.
And I particularly looked at, because I have a lot of younger ones, and so we looked at different ages, and then they chose which kind of age they wanted. We had the 70s, we had an old cowboy scene, we had, actually, or even futuristic, so past, present, or future. And they had this intricate story that they devised, which was with a time lord who was trying to control these time shopkeepers who were taking time from everyone. And so they all froze, but the Time Lord gave them back their time in the end. So it was an interesting
What a privilege you all have working with these kids.
We really do.
Oh, my gosh. It's like they're never ending with their creativity. Oh, it's wonderful. So we just go with their creativity.
That's right. Hold on. Mm-hmm. And, of course, I've had the pleasure of seeing Joseph's students here in the Care of Yes Studios. Right. Joseph and Chad brought some of the talented guitar students into our studios. We got to hear them.
They've gotten even better since last year. Even every year, I don't see some of those students but once a year because I don't teach them. And it impresses me, definitely inspires me to, keep at it.
Because I know our engineer was incredibly impressed by their professionalism, by their talent. Mm. So much here. And it's very important for all of us to support it by attending all of these events. And Kathy, you want to add?
Yes, I just wanted to add something else, too. Some of our students are multi-talented. Some are both in theater and visual art or visual art and music. Well, don't we have some that have all three identifications?
In fact, one of the first five, Andrew Markle, who is now at the high school level and is Joseph's student, he started off with theater with me at Myrtle Place. He was a fourth grader. He then went into visual arts with Maria Lavulo. And then he went into music. Well, of course, he can't keep all three going. I think he's doing music now. But watching him as this very tall young man, playing the other night, I was very emotional.
The music students are, there's a good deal of them that I don't say that it's not scary, but you're like, I can't do that still. Or, people that, I'm going to pick up that instrument and next year I'm going to be playing it like I've played it all my life, or I've heard it once and I can hear things once and play it.
Well, and to think students like he would not have experienced this without the talented program our parish.
That's right.
They would
That's
not
right.
have gotten to work with working artists like yourselves and been inspired by them. So thank you all for your work. And Amanda, thank you for helping to start it in our parish several years ago.
Oh, it's been a wonderful journey.
Well, we're definitely seeing the results of it now. Over 600 students involved, visual arts, theater, and music. And you can see their efforts, their talent, their creativity now or hear it in downtown Lafayette, throughout downtown Cité, Cajun Spice Gallery, and the theater performances are they?
They're all at Cité.
All at Cité.
So Cité let us take the whole theater up. We had to pay for it, and that's thanks to parents who donated money so that we could pay for Cité des Arts for 2 weeks.
Yeah. And I think you also have a parents' friends group now.
We do. They have created a non-profit organization. So that we have our own bank account. So anybody who wants to be a business partner or, would like to donate anything. We have somebody donated two drum sets the other night.
Do you have a Facebook page or they have a web presence?
We're getting there. We are very new. We're 10 days old. It's called Tab Lafayette, which is Talented Arts Booster Lafayette.
Okay, well, we'll look for that as well.
Thank you.
Now, you mentioned that there's a performance tonight. So before we close.
Two performances. Five and seven.
At
5:30 and 7 at Cité.
All at Cité. Okay,
it's all at Cité, yeah.
All right. Kathy?
And we're also part of the Art Walk on Saturday.
That's right.
Yes.
So another great reason to head downtown and see music performances, see the visual arts, and also experience theater.
That's right.
This is the Lafayette Parish School System's Talent Program. Again, with me, Amanda Newbury, Joseph Butts, and Kathy Reed. Their showcase this year is called Time, and it's happening right now. Thank you all.
And thank you for your time,
much.
Judith.
Really.